We're gonna bring
somebody to the line who I believe to be a real journalist that has been digging into this right from day one. Okay, mm-hmm. I find it interesting. Okay, that although the FBI says, "Well, we don't report on people who claim to be FBI informants," you know, that's their neat little way to disassociate. But you know, they were back behind the scenes trying to make this happen through the AP and Fox News.
We saw the documents.
The damage that was done by the exposure by a great journalist, a true journalist that sifted through all this information. His name is Gary Hunt. Now, Gary Hunt, I'm going to ask you a question. Welcome back to the show. I'm going to ask you, how can the AP and Fox News publish an article in favor, almost heroizing this Mark Kessler guy, and skip over all of your articles? You've been working on this for quite some time. How could they omit the information that you've brought forward and only go by what Mark Kessler said? That's not fair and balanced, is it?
Well, not really. I guess to explain that, I have to go back that back in the 90s, I was on, you know, one of the top contenders on the SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center hit list. They said bad things about me. Some were based on what somebody wrote on a flyer that they had made out of facts I'd put out. But I don't know. I guess I disappeared because the SPLC doesn't acknowledge my existence right now. And I would surmise that the reason for that is the fact that they don't like what I say. But I don't know why they don't, you know, they don't want the truth. I mean, it's obvious. You just pointed it out. They don't want the truth to come out. It's embarrassing for them. And they're not going to give any credence to it.
Now, I'm going to speculate, okay? And, sir, you probably can factualize or say you don't have any information. Has the FBI ever been known to have their finger in the national state-run media like the Associated Press? If they were receiving bad press as a result of their investigation with the Joint Terrorism Task Force, is it beyond them to actually try to help facilitate giving somebody like Mark Kessler national coverage through the AP, through Fox News, through ABC News? Would they do something like that to help do some damage control on what took place as a result of your articles and your full exposure of who Mark Kessler really, really is? And it's not contained in these reports, but would they do that?
I would think that they would want to low key the truth. I don't know how else to put it.
The FBI would want the truth? They wouldn't want to have the AP spinning and the ABC News and Fox News spinning? I mean, I just noticed that this is completely lopsided. They're only presenting Kessler's rendition of what he had done, whereas you actually clearly indicated in your reports that Kessler helped facilitate providing bomb-making material to these so-called domestic terrorists he was entrapping, right?
I don't think Kessler was directly involved in providing the bomb-making materials. He was, I had a conversation with Kessler after the articles went out. Mm-hmm. And he didn't deny anything in the article, because when I wrote the article, I pointed out, for example, that, the chief was in the CryptoChat conversation, for example. But I pointed out that Kessler has made it clear to people that he's to be called chief. It doesn't mean he was there. It's a chat conversation. Anybody could say, "I'm chief." Mm-hmm. And he seemed to confirm that it was not him.
Okay.
In that conversation. And I can't dispute that.
Because there could have been somebody assuming, like an FBI agent, assuming the role as a fictitious person named Chief.
Right, and to have the effect of bringing ease to the other parties in the conversation, or the one party that was making mistakes in what he said.
Okay.
So it would make sense that they knew his involvement in it, and that they used his name to garner acceptance in the conversation, that they were talking to somebody that was respected by the Patriot community, by those that respect him anyway.
Based on your extensive investigation into this thing, and your appearance here, and now after having spoken directly with Kessler, who do you think this guy is? Is he a person that's to be considered a traitor of the, you know, of the constitutionalist, the law-abiding constitutional patriots? Or who do you think he is? Or well, is he a hero as the AP is portraying him?
He's a wannabe. And let me speculate here, but in my conversations with him and my dealings with him, which are laid out in the articles, the four-part series, he's a wannabe. He's probably unstable. He's probably not suitable for what the FBI would require for anybody that they would acknowledge to be working with them. For example, we know CHS 1 and CHS 2. I've spoken with CHS 2, by the way.
They confidential human source, is it, that's what CHS stands for? Yep.
Yes, they were mentioned in the warrants.
Okay.
I've spoken with CHS 2, and he's acknowledged the role he played. Now, he's recognized as a confidential human source. Mm-hmm. Confidential informant is a more common, commonly used descriptor for him, but he acknowledges his role in participating in this whole thing. Now, why did Kessler, with all that he's done, why did he not get acknowledged as a confidential informant? Mm-hmm. Because of his instability.
Yeah.
The guy's a loose cannon. And he's loose cannon in many ways, quite frankly. So my feeling is the FBI treated him like somebody that calls in on the hotline, turn in your neighbor hotline. More right. than anything, that he has no credibility that's worth anything.
But his incompetency that he displayed in his work as an informant is being attached to his law enforcement credentials now. He was a former chief, maybe at one point in time, an upstanding citizen. But once he left, his conduct, just because he was formerly a chief and formerly a peace officer, they're trying to connect the two, but he was actually operating as a rogue, snitch, essentially.
As an independent.
As an independent, that's right.
Well, now, look at it this way. The FBI obviously wants these independents to come forward with information if they have it. There's a lot of people. In fact, the Kessler article brought up a lot of discussion that, hey, if somebody's going to break the law, then I'm going to turn him in, too. I've had a lot of people say that in discussions mm-hmm. on this. Well, what is breaking the law? There's so many laws now that you can't do anything without if you got the wrong toilet seats on, you might get arrested by the potty police.
Would you consider also his work that he was doing on behalf of the FBI as an informant and his betrayal of the community for him to be fundraising and accepting money, that's perpetrating fraud upon the public?
Well, that would be probably one of the factors the FBI would frown upon. Now, he did explain to me, he said on the Combs show that he received expenses. He explained to me the expenses he received, and that was $400 over 2 years from Pennsylvania, not from the FBI. It was from Pennsylvania, and probably the state trooper that is addressed in the article. Nahas, is that his name? Mm-hmm. They were willing to help him out, but as he pointed out, that was to cover my gas, and that amounted to 47 cents a day. So when he, on the Combs show, he made it sound like the FBI was covering his expenses. But again, we're back to the FBI probably doesn't want anything to do with Kessler.
Mm-hmm. Did in your conversations with him after you wrote those reports, what were you able to glean anything above and beyond what you were able to extract without him? Did he share anything that we don't already know about publicly?
I Haven't gone over my notes from the conversation yet. I've been busy with some other things trying to get some articles out, but I will be doing a follow-up based on the conversation once I review my notes.
Okay. All right. I guess to help us establish, you've been able to determine who Kessler is. The mainstream media right now, Drudge, Fox News, ABC, is portraying him one way. Okay. How do you describe him, Kessler, to the public, the Patriots especially? How do you describe him based on the facts you've been able to determine?
He's a hero in his own mind.
There you go.
And beyond that, it's, you know, I really can't say a lot because he is living in an image he's created for himself. And apparently he's foisted that image upon Fox News and other people.
I thought I was doing good for myself, my country, my fellow Americans by trapping these radicals and extremists and bringing them to the appropriate authorities. But in the meantime, I decimated my career, he said. Was it worth it? And he says, if I saved one person's life, absolutely it was worth it. Based on what you know of this former chief, Mark Kessler, do you believe his interests were in saving lives or advancing his own personal aspirations?
Well, I have no doubt that they were advancing his personal aspirations. I have no doubt at all. I mean, if you could hear the glee in his voice when he's talking about these things, it's not the sincerity you would expect from somebody that earned the right to be recognized for what he had accomplished. It's somebody that is talking about himself. That's all he does is talk about himself and how good he is. And I just don't see that as somebody that whose objective is one of saving lives. It just sounds good.
So we have somebody that wanted to enrich himself with thousands of dollars he collected. We know this. We have Kenny from Michigan State. He gave him $3,900. He collected thousands of dollars from the public fraudulently, and he did so with the purpose of advancing his career. We'll be right back. Okay, Gary, one thing I want to bring to your attention, okay, because I'm looking at the fraudulent aspects of this thing, okay? Not only was Kessler portraying himself to be one thing, seeking funds and receiving them in the thousands of dollars, okay? That's although he received a small, you know, disbursement from what you now say was a state agency, he received thousands of dollars from the public. His attorney in this Associated Press article deserves to have a nice little fat lawsuit because his attorney and Kessler were both trying to raise funds for his legal defense. Okay. When in fact, his attorney has admitted that he knew that he was working behind the scenes with law enforcement. So I find that to be very interesting indeed, that his attorney acknowledges that he knew well in advance while this case was going on. His attorney was publicly proclaiming one thing, knowing full well that his client was operating as a confidential informant, and he was trying to collect legal defense funds. Yeah, very interesting indeed.
Yeah, and the attorney, what I've read about him, I haven't looked into him, but just what's been in the articles, you know, well, I have no respect for attorneys. What can I say? They are scumbags. I mean, you think of the O.J. Simpson civil attorney, the one that handled the divorce, carried a suitcase out of the house and put it in his car and drove away. He took evidence and that privilege is there. Mm-hmm. And we don't know what was in the suitcase, but they can't even bring it up in court. That's how contemptible attorneys are. They, you know, if they get paid enough, they'll do whatever they have to, or if they see a future for themselves.
Yes, sir. So this story obviously hasn't gone away. Thank you very much for jumping on it when you did to establish the facts. I think your presentation here was extremely responsible. Because although I just naturally want to, you know, I'd rather, you know, hang the guy by his speculative balls. Okay. I'd certainly want to do that. But you know what? The responsible thing to do is to call him for what he is based on the facts. And the facts that we have here also includes that the mainstream media right now has presented Kessler's story to help him in advancing his public persona and also demonizing. If you'll note, sir, and I'm sorry you have a comment, but you'll note that in the first paragraph, in the AP report, secretly fed information on people who considered militia members, anti-government extremists, and so-called sovereign citizens. Okay? That is a very subtle demonization of militia members, and also calling us anti-government extremists. Very, very inappropriate for the AP to do that, I think. Don't you?
Well, they're probably, was that in quotes? Yes. No, the sovereign citizens was the only one in quotes in that. I'm sure he said that because he said that to me in the conversation that when he listed the people that he's opposed to.
So he's opposed. He said he stated to you that he was opposed to militia members.
Yes.
Wow.
You know, he espouses and he still claims he supports the Second Amendment. And my question is, the Second Amendment so we can have hunting rifles? What does he think the founders meant when they included the Second Amendment in the Bill of Rights? But he still persists in saying that he supports the Second Amendment.
Very, very interesting indeed. So
he's condemning militia members, but law and state and the federal statutes make everybody between 18 and 45 or males between 18 and 45 mandatorily in the militia. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a question of whether when they get together, they're illegal. How can they be? Because they're by mandate, by statutory mandate, they are militia if they're between 18 and 45. So it's a very curious juxtaposition of dealing with the Second Amendment to say you support it, but you don't support militias.
What do you think this national exposure does for him? It helps him and helps the cause of the police state, or do you think there's still blowback to come?
Well, I think that the motivation behind the press and the FBI kind of tacitly approving his actions is to keep people calling in with information and don't be as stupid as Kessler was regarding what was happening. As far as his future, I don't know that he's really got one. He's a loose cannon. He's mentally unstable. I honestly believe I'm not a psychologist, or psychiatrist. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But in my dealings with him over the last year or so, I think the guy is definitely unstable. I would be afraid to be around him if he had a rifle in his hands, quite frankly.
Especially
at this point.
Kessler said any normal person who was contacted by these twisted individuals has a duty to report what they were planning, Kessler says. You, on the other hand, on my show, said that that we should not be reporting to the Federal Bureau of Cover-Ups. You agreed with me on that, right? The FBI is not the agency you should be reporting anything to.
No, because one thing is they'll escalate the situation. And this goes back to the anti-war movement in the 60s. They'll get somebody involved with the group. I think an agent provocateur is probably a correct term, whether he's an informant or an agent. Mm-hmm. He will encourage the group to go further. He will provide some of the means, Joe Sims and the four old men in Georgia. Mm-hmm. And in this case, they'll provide the ability that did not exist before. Now, it used to be you had to have the motivation, the reason, the means, and the materials. You had to have all these elements. Absent one of those elements, for example, the pipe bombs that were delivered, or the thermite that was delivered, and the pipe bombs were never delivered in the case of the XXX Minuteman Militia. Once they had the thermite, then even though thermite's not illegal, I don't think, they had the means, and they would have received the pipe bomb. So the elements for criminal action are created as a consequence of the participation by the informant and the FBI providing the materials for the setup.
So point made, the police state is not your friend.
No, it's not. And they will do what they can if they think that you might be capable of carrying something out, they'll do everything to give you all the elements necessary for them to bring criminal charges against you. Mm-hmm. So if you go to the FBI and you're pipe dreaming, you know, I'd love to do this or I'd love to do that, and somebody thinks you're serious and he comes in and he starts encouraging you Eventually, you might let him become the leader, in a sense, and he'll lead you down the path that will put the rope around your neck.
Gary Hunt, thank you so much for weighing in on this. Seriously, you're the most responsible person that I could ever go to report on this accurately, and I thank you so much for your contribution in this segment. Thanks, sir.
Very good.
Outstanding. Wow. Susanna, we're going to go back. We got a repeat on the line, and we'll be taking your calls at 218-862-9829. We'll go back to Kenny because I'm going to, again, strongly encourage Kenny to bring a lawsuit against these scumbags, the attorney and Kessler himself. Repeat, we'll go to you. We'll be right back.